for the last 10 months, traditional ways of mourning, like funerals and gatherings, have been disrupted, despite the rising death tolls and daily counts we've grown accustomed to hearing. Even in normal times, our next guest writes, American mourning rituals are lacking. We don't have a lot of a connection between our living and dead or a means to mourn beyond the standard funeral service. So he created a unique way to create that connection by sending a text. The project is called Text Our Dead. Eric LeMay is an associate professor in the writing program at Ohio University and a host on the New Books Network. He's the author of several books. His work has appeared in the Paris Review, Poetry Daily, the Best Food Writing Series, and elsewhere. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for the invitation.
Now, Text Our Dead, you write, was inspired by a Japanese garden designer, I think, who used a phone as a tool of mourning as well. Can you talk about that inspiration?
Sure. So there's a man in Japan. His name is Itaru Suzaki. He's a garden designer. He's in his 70s. And he lives in the town of Osuchi, which is on the east coast of Japan. And in 2010, his cousin and drinking buddy died of cancer. And Suzaki wanted some way to still feel a sense of connection. And so he did something which is, to my mind, very beautiful. He bought one of those old-timey telephone booths, and he set it up in his garden. It's a beautiful garden. It overlooks the sea. And he installed within it one of those black rotary phones that people might remember from an eon ago, where you ran your finger along and dialed. And the phone isn't connected to anything. There's no signal. There's no line. You just pick it up, and you speak to your dead. And so he would have conversations with his cousin, and he called it Kaze no Denwa, the wind phone, or the phone of the wind. And it was the wind that carried your words to your dead. And then something really terrible happened. You might remember about a decade ago, there was that massive earthquake and terrible tsunami that hit the east coast of Japan. Where Suzaki lives. It was on March 11th, 2011. And so in a day, 16,000 people have died and another 2,500 are still missing. 500,000 were displaced. So since then, the wind phone has become something like a place of pilgrimage, people coming, sitting in the garden, eventually picking up the phone and talking to the ones that they've lost. And Suzaki set it up as a place of connection, a way not to lose those who have died. And so when I learned about the wind phone, I learned about it in the middle of this just a few weeks ago, really. And I thought, what would that look like for us in America right now in the middle of this pandemic? And so that's where this idea was born.
You got an extra cell phone, I guess, basically. What do people do if they want to participate in text?
This is one of those ideas born in the middle of the night, full of grief. So, yes, I bought a phone. I set up a phone line, created a website so that people could learn about it. And, yeah, you just send a text to someone who's dead. And you can, you know, if you've got listeners who are driving, they'll probably remember the website, textourdead.org, and you can get the number there. But if somebody's scrolling through their phone as they're listening to you right now, the number is 1-740-590-7236. And you can send along whatever you want to say.
What kind of things have you heard so far?
A lot of grief, a lot of missing. Missing is probably the word that comes up the most, but also memories, right? I remember this. I remember the sound of your voice, the way it sounded like sweet wood and filled the room. Or I remember our 54th wedding anniversary. Or I haven't forgotten you. And I think that, you know, Suzaki's genius was that, you know, especially for American culture, it's not as much the same in Japan, but especially for American culture, we think we lose our dead, right? They're dead and gone, that there's this gulf between the living and the dead. But that's uniquely Western and uniquely American. In a lot of cultures, that connection goes on. And especially in this time of grieving that we're experiencing, where more Americans are dying faster now than ever in the history of our country. some way to channel that grief, some way to channel all of this emotion. We can't even get together and cry at this moment, much less hold a funeral or have a visitation.
It's a powerful mindset change to think about this. You know, the relationship with the person who died isn't over. It keeps going, not in a supernatural way, just in our minds. And in this case, texting is a way to speak to that. I don't know. It strikes me as really profound and a way I haven't really thought about death and grieving before. Could you talk about that a little?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I think that, you know, so we have this, anyone who's lost someone that dies, you know what you go through, right? You think about them. You replay these memories. You hear their voice in your head. You find yourself talking to them. If you're like me, you might have found yourself speaking out loud at times. You know, I would say, Grandma Mary, I wish you could be here to see my 5-year-old son. He just learned how to ride his bike, right? I don't say it like that. I'm like, oh, I wish you were here, Mary, right? So it's this very human thing that's already within us. We hold the voices of those we love in our head. And like you said, there's just this very strange idea that we don't feel like yet we can speak to them. And something changes when you do. You know, I just started texting some of my lost loved ones before I thought to offer it up as something that other people might find useful. And it shifts. It just shifts something to be able to send a message. And who knows what happens? You know, I'm not prepared to do a theology of texting or tell people what the cosmos is like, but it did shift for me my relationship to that person who's gone and the grief that I've been carrying. You know, and the amount of grief that we're carrying as a country right now is going to be so huge. We are in survival mode. We're trying to make it through. But there is this huge emotional weight and storm that's gathering, and we're going to need to find a way to support one another when we begin to reckon with these 400,000 deaths, these 500,000 deaths that are going to come. We've got to figure out some way to do it, and you know, maybe this is some small way.
And this is hopefully soon we'll be able to get together and mourn our dead. This is at least a small but safe way. It's something we could do, like we could literally do it right now without having to go out and expose ourselves to further illness. Do we need more things like that, do you think? Small ways to cope with that grief, at least for now?
I think so. You know, Sasaki, when he did the wind phone, he said that there's something about you pick up the phone and you're already primed to talk. And he would have been of a generation that would have chatted on the phone. And, you know, we're now in a moment where people tend to text more than they call. Certainly no one's writing, you know, snail mail letters anymore, anything like that. And he thought the fact that you were already in this mode where you were already talking, right? That just allowed it to happen, that things would flow as opposed to, you know, a formal funeral oration or something like that. And so, you know, you open your phone and you just start composing a text. And you're already going because we compose texts all the time, and you start your emojis and you include a photo, and suddenly something is happening and you're able to grieve and you're able to mourn. Maybe, right? But right now we're so cut off from any other avenue of mourning that trying other ways of doing, you know, the act of grief seems worthwhile. What do we have to lose?
Eric,
we've already lost them.
Yes. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Sure thing, Rob. Thank you for having me.
That's Eric LeMay, associate professor in the writing program at Ohio University. He is the creator of the Text Our Dead project. You can read some of the texts on his website. It is textourdead.org. You can follow them on Twitter. It is @text_our. If you want to send a text to someone you've lost, you can call 740-590-7236. You can find that number at the website, textourdead.org. And we've got the website, by the way, linked at wpr.org/centraltime.